Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. One of the most special days of the year is Mother's Day. It's one of the few days that is celebrated in most countries around the world, breaking all cultural barriers. In fact, it's such an important day that in some countries it's become an official holiday. Mary Brown is here to tell us more about Mother's Day.
As you've mentioned, Mother's Day is one of the most widely celebrated holidays in the world, since it's observed in both the East and the West. It's celebrated in most places, including North America and Europe, on the second Sunday of May. But a few other countries celebrate their own Mother's Day at different times during the year. For such a prominent day, its beginnings were quite humble and quite religious. Historian Patrick Watson, who specializes in holidays, is here to tell us about Mother's Day.
Mother's Day actually has a rather long history, stretching back over 2,000 years. A sort of Mother's Day was celebrated originally by the ancient Greeks, who had a special day for their mothers by honoring Rhea, considered mother of the gods, every spring. The Romans also had a similar celebration, but their goddess was known as Cybele. Most early civilizations associated motherhood with the spring and with some sort of divinity. For example, the early Christians associated their worship of the Virgin Mary with motherhood. A type of Mother's Day was set aside in 17th century England. It was called Mothering Sunday, and it always took place on the fourth Sunday before Easter. Because a lot of people worked as servants for wealthy aristocrats at that time and had to live great distances from their homes, they were given the day off on Mothering Sunday to visit their families and mothers. The custom was to bring a mothering cake, which made these visits even more enjoyable.
So I guess you're talking about how maternity was celebrated through the ages. But how did Mother's Day as we know it come about? When did it become the secular holiday it is today?
A sort of secular Mother's Day began in the U.S. in the 1880s, when a simple school teacher named Anna Reeves Jarvis wanted to set aside a special day to raise awareness of the poor and sick in her area of West Virginia. Anna Reeves Jarvis was shocked that women with children were the most frequent victims of poverty, and she wanted government to take action to combat this problem. By the 1890s, she started campaigning to have a Mother's Day made official. Anna Reeves Jarvis was also one of the first people to campaign for women's rights and the rights of the poor. When Anna Reeves Jarvis died in 1905, her daughter, Anna Marie Jarvis, continued with her mother's work. She wrote letters to legislators and campaigned tirelessly until she achieved her goal. Mother's Day became an official holiday in the U.S. on May 8, 1914, and has been celebrated since then on the second Sunday in May. However, much like so many other special days, Mother's Day quickly became highly commercialized. It became associated with expensive gifts, chocolates, and flowers. This commercialization had become so rampant by the early 1920s that Anna Marie Jarvis herself started protesting against it. In fact, Anna Marie Jarvis became so disillusioned by what Mother's Day had become that in 1948, shortly before her death, she expressed regret that she had started it.
It's true that Mother's Day is a highly commercialized holiday. In fact, the week before Mother's Day in the U.S., consumers spend almost as much on gifts as they do the week before Christmas. More phone calls are made on Mother's Day than on any other day of the year. It's a sad thought that some people think of their mothers only on that particular day. Mother's Day, as we know it, is clearly not the type of holiday Jarvis had in mind.
What point is emphasized in the program? 37. What is one thing early civilizations had in common? 38. What was Anna Reeves Jarvis concerned about? 39. How did Anna Marie Jarvis finally feel about Mother's Day? 40. What statement is true based on information from the program?